We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody, it's Anna Charlie Kirk Show. Who should be speaker? Well, we put the plan together, and you're going to love it. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. The most important organization, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Become a member, charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Okay, Kevin McCarthy is out as speaker. We could examine that for a full hour. What went right? What went wrong? The entire Democrat Party said, we want Kevin out. And eight Republicans said, we want Kevin out. So the whole Democrat Party, eight Republicans, they want Kevin out. But we don't have time to examine that as much as we probably should. Never happened before in American history. Front page of the New York Times. McCarthy, first speaker out ever. Now, there's plenty of melodrama to examine, but this is worth talking about. This only happened because there were promises made about appropriation bills, appropriation votes, and continuing resolutions that were not kept. We, on this program, we said 9:30, 9:30, 9:30, 9:30. I think our show was one of the few shows that really increased the attention on 9:30. The grassroots were not just looking at this as a typical spending fight. 9:30 was a line in the sand. And I remember in the weeks leading up to 9:30, you know, I was texting some more moderate members of Congress, like, I don't think you guys understand. The grassroots is taking 9:30 very seriously. This is not a time just to ignore it. This is not a time just to cast aside. And they thought they could do the typical Washington, D.C. thing. And they did. 45-day CR. Chuck Schumer celebrates it. Pelosi celebrates it. Biden signs it, which was a gut punch after there was massive disappointment with the debt ceiling bill. Massive disappointment. And we don't get those kind of 12 appropriation bills. We got nothing. We got zero. We got nothing. And so then all of a sudden, it was as if all bets were off, right? Matt Gaetz says, I'm going to do a motion to vacate. People didn't believe him. And then, boom, he called the bluff. Yesterday, the vote occurred. And Kevin McCarthy, first speaker in American history to be vacated. The chair is vacated. There is no speaker. There's a speaker pro tem, bowtie man, Patrick McHenry. I kind of like the guy. He kicked Nancy Pelosi out of her office yesterday, her hideaway office. Why we didn't do that the first day we took over Congress is a little strange to me. But we have to move very fast because we could examine what went right, what went wrong. Here is a fact. We're on very risky ground right now. We are in a risky, let's just say, environment. This could go really well. We could get a much better speaker. We could get a more conservative speaker, or we could get a worse speaker. There is no guarantees. I'm gonna prove it to you. The Democrats voting to remove McCarthy means that they see an opening, they see a window to get a uniparty speaker, to get someone that could unite both the Republicans and the Democrats and get rid of all the investigations and the weaponization of government. They wouldn't get Hakeem Jeffries, but somebody like Don Bacon or Dusty Johnson, or have two speakers, like a co-speaker type relationship. So we have to make sure that doesn't happen. That's a risk. I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but there's also an opening where we could get a rock star. So let's start with the most obvious one. People are saying we have to have Donald Trump as Speaker of the House. I think that would be awesome, but it's also not realistic. There are going to be 15 to 20 people in the House Republican Conference that will not vote for Donald Trump as Speaker of the House. First of all, there are 18 Republicans in the House Conference that are in Biden districts that do not like Trump. And then let me also just mention a friend of the show, Chip Roy. He endorsed Ron DeSantis and goes around the country raising money for Ron DeSantis. Chip Roy is not going to go help Donald Trump become Speaker of the House. And I could go through the list from there. Now, should Donald Trump maybe tease it, introduce his name? I think that would be fun. I think it would be interesting, but time is too precious here. This is not a PR stunt. Now, Trump is saying he's open-minded to do whatever it is to help, but we need to count the votes, get a good conservative speaker in, because time is running out. This is not January where we have a little bit, we have, 10 months. We are already expiring this Congress. And I'm going to also show to you, we have to start recruiting candidates and raising money or else we're going to lose the House for a generation. That's another risk. That's not a guarantee. We have to get a strong conservative, someone who wants to travel every single day. Say what you will about Kevin McCarthy. The guy was a workhorse. He traveled the country, went to districts, recruited candidates. They weren't conservative enough for me, raised a bunch of money. You have to do that if you want to be Speaker of the House, aka compete with the Democrats. $300 million. Just so we're clear, you have to raise $300 million from this point forward to Election Day in next November. So that's a real thing. You might say, Charlie, it doesn't matter. No, that actually really does matter. So it's not impossible, but whoever's going to be the next Speaker of the House has to dedicate all their time. They're never going to be home. They're never going to see their wife. They're never going to see their kids. It is 330 days on the road, ready, set, go, now to next November, going to Malibu, going to LA, going to Houston, going to Dallas, donor roundtable meetings, collecting checks so that we can hopefully keep the House in 2025, whoever that speaker is. Okay, so let's just kind of put Trump aside for a second. The votes aren't there for that, as much as I would love it, and I think it would be hilarious. Was John Quincy Adams ever Speaker of the House? I don't think so, Blake, right? I don't think there's ever been a President-Speaker of the House combo. I know there's been a President-Congress combo. John Quincy Adams was president and then became a member of Congress. I don't think he became Speaker of the House, though. I don't think there's ever been both, unless I'm missing something. Okay, number two, people say, how about Chip Roy for Speaker of the House? He's hated by half the conference, so that's not going to happen. Then people say Nancy Mace. That's a bad idea. Do not do that, okay? Nancy Mace, bad idea. Do not do that. She voted to put Steve Bannon in federal prison, effectively, okay? Byron Donalds, another name that's floated. Good idea. I don't think he can unite the tribes. James Polk was the only speaker to ever become president. Thank you, Blake. Blake GPT. Thank you. But then there's the name that I think is the most realistic. Here's what we must realize and understand. Kevin McCarthy is no longer speaker, but Kevin McCarthy is not powerless. You see, Kevin was exhausted. Kevin had to deal with the spending fights. He had to deal with all this. And by the way, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying he was just like, enough. I've had enough. And you know who he was looking at? And he said, that's a pretty good gig. The power behind the throne without actually having to be on the throne. Nancy Pelosi. Kevin McCarthy looked at Nancy Pelosi, was like, former speaker, raises a bunch of money, kind of has a nice gig going. So Kevin McCarthy still controls 100 to 150 votes of who the next speaker is going to be. And you better believe that Kevin McCarthy is going to exert his will on there. So you might say, Kevin's out of the picture. He's out of the picture where the speaker is. So whoever's going to be speaker has to be friends or friendly with Kevin McCarthy and his allies, because there are 150 members of this conference that will do whatever Kevin tells them to do, even after he has now been displaced as speaker. I'm talking about the Bacon, the Dusty Johnson. You need Kevin's support. Some people are floating out Scalise and Emmer. Bad idea, too moderate. There's only one person that comes to mind that wants to be speaker, can be speaker, has the energy to raise the $300 million, has been conservative, has been a bulldog, has been a grassroots warrior, and I think can get Kevin's support because he was loyal to Kevin throughout that entire January thing, and also can support, get the support of Gates and Good and Anna Paulina, and that's Jim Jordan. That is the only name that surfaces that can unite the tribes. He was able to, he can get Kevin's blessing. He will be able to satisfy, the donor class, and I don't even mean that as a pejorative, but you need to raise money. If you want to have political power, you need to raise money. Jim Jordan is an unapologetic Trump supporter. He's articulate. He's smart. He's been around for a while. The media hates him, and he's got a ton of energy. If you cannot have a low-energy speaker, I mean, Tom Emmer, not exactly someone that I think is able to get through a CrossFit routine. Jim Jordan, the guy's a stud, former wrestler. he works out. I mean, like, you need to be able to do 20-hour days, 7 days a week for the next 300 days. That's not some sort of, like, talking point. This job destroys you physically. And Jim Jordan went to bat for Kevin in the fight yesterday and defended him from the floor yesterday, which Jim Jordan might have been playing the long game. Breaking news this morning, Jim Jordan has now introduced his name to become the next Speaker of the House. I think this is great. I've known him for a while. He's come on the show. He has spoke at a lot of our events, talking to sources in all sorts of different camps. Because I still, you know, I'm still friends with some of the moderates. They say, you know what? I could live with Jim Jordan. And it's going to come down to whether or not Kevin McCarthy blesses Jim Jordan and says, my block goes behind Jim Jordan. I already know that Gates and Good and Biggs and Roy and Paulina Luna and all those patriots over there, they're going to be fine with Jim Jordan as Speaker. So we have to move fast, because here's the problem. If we have too much caterwauling and quarreling, it might be entertaining, but Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats, they voted to get rid of Kevin because they saw a small chance that we are going to have some sort of civil war discord and that they could get a uniparty speaker. We can't let that happen. We have to find a consensus candidate. We have to unify immediately, beachhead, hyper-aggressive, behind a grassroots warrior who has earned our trust and can also get the moderate votes, and that man is Jim Jordan. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Overwhelmingly positive for Jim Jordan for Speaker. Charlie loved the idea. Charlie, I was praying this morning, and I totally agree. Charlie, I feel as if this could be a huge opportunity. So it's just overwhelming. So let's kind of build this out again. He can thread the needle. Politics is the art of the possible. If you have a three, four seat majority, and you get a rock solid guy like Jim Jordan, that is a win across the board. But also, we must keep our eyes on the rules. It's not just a matter of the Speaker. It is, what are the rules? The Rules Committee, how we are going to pass bills. And I'm not going to fall into the typical Washington, D.C. thing, but it would be imprudent and irresponsible if we do not also have someone become Speaker of the House who is not serious about defending the majority in 2024. This is technical political stuff, but Hakeem Jeffries has raised hundreds of millions of dollars to take back the House. Hundreds of millions of dollars. On the Democrat agenda is H.R. 1, universal mail-in balloting, the elimination of the Electoral College, and D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. A Trump second term is 10 times as powerful if we have both houses of Congress. So we have Jim Jordan, who definitely has the energy. He has the vision. He has the integrity. And let me just talk about Jim Jordan's integrity. He's a good man. I've known him for a long time. He spoke at our Turning Point events. He comes on our show. He does the right thing. I've never heard anybody in D.C. say a negative word about him. Remember a couple years ago when all the media tried to come after Jim Jordan? Oh, he was a wrestling coach and he turned a blind eye to all this stuff. It was a bunch of lies. It was a bunch of garbage. He's humble. He's a warrior. He's a legit conservative. And wouldn't it be nice to have a Speaker of the House not from California? How about from Ohio? I mean, enough of this kind of like nonstop flow of people in leadership of our country. I know we got a lot of California Patriots watching, but how about a little Heartland energy? How about a little Midwest energy? Place where we actually have the ordinary class, the ordinary muscular class, plumbers, electricians, welders, steelworkers, down to earth. And so we have to find a candidate that can unite the tribes. Democrats yesterday cited, and they said, every single one of them, to remove Kevin McCarthy because they think that we're going to just fight amongst ourselves and that they can get a speaker that can be a temporary uniparty type speaker. This would be a disaster. It would be absolutely dreadful. And I want to play some pieces of tape here from yesterday. But some of the other names, let's go through the names that are being floated. Nancy Mace, bad idea. Tom Emmer, forget it. Steve Scalise, not going to happen. Chip Roy doesn't have the support. And all of this started largely because the establishment, again, listen, this is worth some examination. The establishment thought that they could do the typical and the ordinary type of spending bill. Here was the entire thing. The entire debate came down to whether or not you are going to pass individual appropriation bills. Individual, one by one by one. Or are you going to do just a CR, a all-encompassing continuing resolution? So whoever the speaker ends up being, Speaker Jordan, that sounds great, doesn't it? Speaker Jordan, the first act of business needs to be that we're going to do one by one spending bills. We're going to do appropriation for this and appropriation for that. This drives DC crazy, by the way. DC just wants a all-encompassing, one-size-fits-all, no one has to look at the budget, sign off on it, everything is fine. To actually ask questions about budgets, so let's disconnect the personality from the policy. The most important policy that we can accomplish, the most important policy that we can move forward is, can we get actual appropriations bills passed before this 45-day CR expires? And you know what? It is about time that we start to put some pressure on the U.S. Senate. The U.S. Senate has just had they have done nothing. They've passed zero appropriations bills. They do absolutely nothing. The House needs to unify as a Republican conference, needs to cut spending, defund Jack Smith, secure the border, and send it to the Senate. Send it to the Senate. Make McConnell and Schumer do some work for once. For once. Put them on the record. Do some voting. Get them in some appropriations committees. Use the leverage of the House to actually try and reform this completely and totally out of control budget. And some people are saying, well, Charlie, we can't do a knee-jerk reaction here. We have to take our time. That's completely wrong. We are running out of time with candidate selection and recruitment in these swing districts. We're running out of time to raise money. We're running out of time to be able to bring the case to the American people. And most importantly, we're running out of time legislatively. The CR clock is ticking. The election is 13 months away. We need to have a full slate of candidates in these swing districts, which people don't always think about. But that sense of urgency is, we need a speaker by Monday. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed, not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So here's what's happening right now. This is why the window needs to be filled very quickly. The establishment, the uniparty, the bad actors in D.C., they are out for blood. For the eight people that voted against McCarthy, I've been just hearing whispers about some of the articles, opposition research, you know, rumors of things. Woo, it is about to get very, very nasty. They've displaced McCarthy. They're going to try to remove all eight of those people. Not just remove, but as vicious as the regime can possibly get. It's going to get personal. It's going to get nasty. It's going to be as brutal as DC can possibly get. Understand, Jim Jordan, massive win, especially considering the small majority, and you have to get all these moderates. It would be terrific. And again, I will, and by the way, you guys, the audience, are in total agreement. We're getting these emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love Jim Jordan. He's terrific. He's amazing. It's overwhelming. So I know that we're right on the mark. And I know this is a lesser appreciated element to this, but I could tell you, but I personally traveled 3,100 days in the last 11 years. I've personally raised a fair amount of money, hundreds of millions of dollars over the last 11 years. We've deployed it in very impactful and meaningful ways. That is not for the faint of heart. It can literally break you. You need someone who's willing to travel nonstop, meet with donors, handle the legislative calendar. You need someone authentic. You need someone hungry. You need someone ambitious in the best possible way. And Jim Jordan is that guy. He is a workhorse. So he's principled. He's smart. He has integrity. He's incredibly conservative. And he works his tail off. But instead, I have to be very honest. I am careful to do segments where I publicly challenge my elders. The Bible says to honor your elders, honor those in positions of authority. And someone who I consider a friend, someone who has been coming on our program, someone who spoke at our Turning Point USA events, I'm going to be honest, he's a patriot, but he is completely and totally off base here. So while we're disputing who's going to be speaker, there is basically a signal that has been sent for revenge. There is going to be one of the most bloodthirsty revenge campaigns we've ever seen in the history of establishment versus grassroots. Here's just a little window into that. This elder, who is a patriot, I'm on different planets. He's on Neptune. I'm on Saturn on this. I could not disagree more with former Speaker Newt Gingrich. And I'm disappointed to hear him say the word traitor. That is, I'm going to just chalk that up because of how much respect I have for him, of just kind of cable news excitement. I don't think he really believes that. But just understand that this opinion that Newt Gingrich has is held by about 150 members of the House in the Republican conference right now. Newt Gingrich is basically speaking for the 150 people that you need to win over to select a speaker. Okay, listen, and I want your thoughts on this. We're going to examine this because this is tough stuff. Play cut 46.
96% of the Republicans voted for McCarthy. 4% voted against him. From my position as a longtime Republican activist, they're traitors. All eight of them should, in fact, be primaried. They should all be driven out of public life. What they did was to go to the other team to cause total chaos. We ought to be focusing on Biden. We ought to be focusing on the economy. We ought to be focusing on the border. Instead, you're going to get a week or 10 days of the media focusing on Republican disarray. It's an astonishingly destructive behavior by a handful of egocentric people who think they're superior to 96% of the conference.
Okay, lots to unpack there. These people are not traitors. These people are loyal to their voters. Okay? Eli Crane, who represents a district not far from here, represents Yavapai County and the eastern part of Maricopa County. He's not a traitor. Eli Crane is a patriot. Eli Crane is a veteran. Eli Crane was listening to his voters. Was it a good move tactically? That remains to be seen. So for anyone out there, and again, there's so few of these because the response of Jim Jordan for speaker, I could see the grassroots MAGA 100% behind. But there's a couple emails here or there that say, oh, Jim Jordan is too moderate. Understand, you have 150 people that believe every word that Newt Gingrich just said. 150 people in the Republican conference that you have to win over. And Jim Jordan is a more conservative, grassroots, high energy guy who can then win over the Newt Gingrich wing of the current Republican conference. And I say this very carefully. Newt Gingrich has to apologize for what he said. This is not funny. There's a lot of weight to this. Calling people traitors. Joe Biden is a traitor. Let's save the T word for people that have sold out our country. Not people that are upset that business as usual in Washington, D.C. needs to be uninterrupted. But this is not some sort of baseless threat. Okay? Because if we don't move fast, and if we kind of just take our time, and we go through 9 different levels of voting, rounds of voting, and 11 different levels of voting, real conversation right now. Just so you guys know what we're dealing with, which I know you do, obviously. It's not a surprise. They're going to kick Matt Gaetz out of the Republican conference probably in the next couple days, and they'll probably kick Matt Gaetz. Well, not probably. No, they will almost certainly kick Matt Gaetz out of the Republican conference, and they're going to try to expel him from the House of Representatives. So that's going to happen in the next couple days. And they might do that also with Nancy Mace. Well, Nancy Mace, give me a break. Nancy Mace just wants to be Speaker. Nancy Mace or Bob Good, who's coming up later on this program, or Ken Buck, who's just getting ready for a CNN contract. Andy Biggs, who I think the world of. And by the way, let me just tell you, Andy Biggs, I'm going to defend Andy 100% here. For Newt to say, oh, it's all about Andy. No. Andy's a patriot. I don't like going deep into people's intentions either. I find that to be incredibly subjective. But Andy is fulfilling what he told his voters. I mean, Andy has never made a mystery to his voters that we need to balance the budget. The border's completely out of control. And people say, well, you know, this has just become overly personal. Well, maybe, okay. But if you were to ask former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, do you regret the way that you handled the CR? He says no, but of course he does, obviously. And this was the bet that Kevin McCarthy made. And by the way, I called Matt Gaetz on Sunday because I turned my phone off on the week. I said, Matt, what is going on here? And do you know what Matt thought was going to happen? Matt was certain that if he did motion to vacate, Kevin would be bailed out by Democrats. He was like, yeah, you know, Kevin's going to survive because Democrats will bail him out. It was the dog that caught the car because he was like, wait a second, this actually worked? Yeah, it worked. Two things. Those people that voted, there is going to be, and it's not right. This shouldn't happen. I'm going to stand against it. The exacting of pathological revenge against those 8 people. It's going to get very vicious. And they don't deserve that. They don't. Because they're just expressing frustration to a completely broken system while our country is disintegrating and collapsing. And doing like a revenge tour, we're going to come after you and write that. I don't like that. Okay? So we need a new speaker. We need it quickly. Okay? And, you know, some of you are emailing me, but Charlie, we shouldn't worry about the 150 people that agree with Newt Gingrich. Yes, you actually do need those people. I'm sorry. I'm going to push back here. You have a 3-seat majority. Those 150 people that are in the Newt Gingrich wing of the Republican caucus, they have never been more upset. They're not going to accept a Chip Roy. They're not going to accept a Byron Donalds. They're not going to accept a Donald Trump. They're not going to accept any of those people. So you have to form a coalition. And your choices are going to be Tom Emmer, Steve Scalise, or Jim Jordan. That's basically where this is going to come down to. And the fact of the matter is that Jim Jordan is by far the most conservative, the hardest worker, the most honest, the biggest patriot that we have. And I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to go to bat for Jim Jordan so much where I can say, this is not some sort of small concession, right? This is actually a major win. And if we kind of play around here and we let perfect be the enemy of good, which I don't like in politics, then you could end up with Scalise, who's even more moderate. Or if we just play around with ourselves endlessly, Hakeem Jeffries right now is trying to peel off 5 to 10 Republicans that are super moderate in dangerous seats to create a no-labels-esque uniparty speaker for the rest of the term. That's why Hakeem Jeffries voted the way he did yesterday, and he told his commissars to vote the same way, the Politburo. So let's not let perfect be the enemy of good. Jordan would be a massive win as we're in this risky time where it could go in a bad direction. Let's turn it in to a historic win. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So let me just tell you right down the middle, and we're getting a lot of emails agreeing with our take both on Jim Jordan and also on Newt Gingrich. And I'm just careful to say this. Newt, you're making a mistake. You're calling out the wrong people. You're doing it in a way that is not very Gingrich-like. I don't like it. I'll be honest. So we call balls and strikes. So let me tell you some incredible blessing that could come out of yesterday and a major liability. Okay? So let's go. Which one you want both? Which one you want first? Blessing or liability? Blessing or liability? Let's start with the blessing. Okay? At the best possible reading, what happened yesterday is that the establishment is terrified of conservatives. Yesterday was the we actually have a bite, not just a bark moment. That for a generation now, built into the folklore and the mythology of right-wing congressional politics, that when a grassroots congressman says something, it's going to be taken more seriously because positions of political power can be lost by your right flank. And for that, that is a good thing. Because for years, the right flank had really no power. John Boehner, Thomas Massey tried to get rid of them, and they just came down like a ton of bricks. Paul Ryan, never have grassroots conservatives been able to check and balance the establishment. And so that's going to be the grassroots conservative members will be taken more seriously for years to come and their coalition for years to come. What's the liability? You're about to see an unprecedented flow of money that will try to destroy the personal lives, the political careers of anyone that self-identifies as a conservative in the Republican Party. You are going to see revenge money from center-right billionaires that will overwhelm MAGA voices in primaries. Overwhelm. Now, I'm not saying this to make you afraid. I'm not saying this to say that it was a bad thing. Again, I just told you, hey, it shows the bad guys that we're bite and also bark. Like, you just can't, like, it's the old FAFO, man. It's like, you can only do so much until, sorry. At the same time, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And if you think for a second that you are going to vacate the chair of the speaker for the first time in American history, and you're going to go back to your district and not have $25 million in a primary against you, you are not living in reality. So that's the heaviness and the weight of what very well might happen, what will happen. And it's going to be attack articles and private investigators and primary campaigns and dark money and calling for investigations into family businesses, it's going to get nasty. And there will be an attempt, and we have to make sure this attempt is not successful. There will be an attempt to create an extinction event of conservatives in the entire U.S. Congress. They are going to try to make us extinct after this. And you might say, oh, bring it on, bring it on. I like that attitude. But they're not going to spend their money necessarily going after Democrats. The Death Star, the Eye of Sauron, is now going to be directed right at MAGA. And it's going to get bloody. There will be capital flowing into these districts. And some of you say, oh, Charlie, that doesn't matter. Who cares? I like the attitude, but it does matter. You have to be ready for it because a storm is coming. The revenge is going to be real. You heard it here first. We'll detail it. When these articles start popping, I'll show you. Say, I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. And guess what? That doesn't mean it was the wrong thing. It just means that if you aim for the king, best not miss. And people say, we caught the car. No, 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 no. You didn't take out the king. You took out a figurehead of the regime. And the regime is going to strike back hard in a way that will make it hurt. I hope we can survive it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.